From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The aftermath. After three heavily armed suicide bombers Sunday attacked a crowded church in Quetta, in southwestern Pakistan. This killed at least eight worshippers from the minority Christian community. The attackers stormed the worship place of the minority Christian community, and Pakistani security forces surrounded the site, but the heavily armed attackers met them with resistance. Witness said that two wanted to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service, but police guards at the main gate engaged the attackers, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. That explosion fatally wounded a security guard. The provincial police told reporters a third suspected gunman managed to flee to a nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian contacts with U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign has gained access to thousands of emails sent and received by Trump officials before the start of his administration. That's according to several people familiar with his transition organization. But it is said that the investigators did not directly request the record from Trump's still existing transition group and instead obtained them from a separate federal agency that stored the material. Well, now a transition attorney sent letters Saturday to two congressional committees saying that the General Services Administration had improperly provided the transition records to Mueller's investigators. Now there's fallout as a result from that, and people familiar with the transition team are now speaking, but under the condition of anonymity.